to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Who is the hero of the Hanukkah story? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter Yud. Yeah? Who? Were you going to say Yehuda Maccabee? I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Yehudas. The Tosefta discusses why women are obligated in the mitzvahs of Purim and Hanukkah, seeing that they're positive time-bound mitzvahs from which women are normally exempt. It explains that the miracles of these holidays were brought about through women, Esther on Purim and Yehudas on Hanukkah. But why isn't Yehudas the household name that Esther is? In fact, who was she, and why are the details of her story so sketchy? To address these questions, here's Yael Dworkin with an excerpt from a shir entitled Yehudit, the Heroine of Hanukkah.
The story of Yehudit, it's very unclear to pinpoint the accuracy of the story. For sure, there was a woman in the Hanukkah story that saved the day. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in the Gemara, it wouldn't be in the Tosfos, it wouldn't be in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch. It wouldn't be there. We wouldn't have this widespread custom of eating milchiks, universally accepted. But when you try to uncover who is this Yehudit really, we come across many different versions of the story. She's not all the time, by the way, called Yehudit. Sometimes she is Yehudit Bat Matityahu Kohen Gadol, like the sister of the Maccabees. Sometimes she's called Yehudit Bat Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Sometimes she is not even Yehudit, not the daughter of this one or not that one. She is a widow. She's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful widow that saved the day. And I'll tell you the story. Sometimes she's known as Hannah. Sometimes she's known as Miriam. And all of these are in all kinds of like midrashim and stories. And you kind of like, what's going on here? But really, the bottom line is whatever happened, there was a woman that started getting the Maccabees to revolt, giving them the chizuk that they needed to get them off their tuchus. And like, why are you letting the Greeks rule the day? How come there's so many Hellenizers? Don't you see that so much of our nation are going to are assimilating into this god-awful culture? And it was this woman that did it. There's a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, actually, in Sefer Otzar Midrashim, he calls her Chana Bat Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And she was very beautiful, and she was married to Eliezer ben Chashmonei, Elazar the Chashmonei, many different. Now, why is it not clear? Why don't we have a clear tradition pinpointing who she is? This is interesting. There was a Sefer called Sefer Yehudit that did not make it into the Tanakh. It's called by us, in English, it's apocrypha literature. In Hebrew, it means Sfarim Chitzonim. These were books of that just didn't make it into Tanakh. They didn't make the cut for whatever reason. They didn't make it to the cut. Chassidus and Kabbalah explain why Hanukkah, because it's such an elevated light connecting to Ora Ganuz and it's Bechina of Torah Shebel Peh, so you can't write it down and it shouldn't be as part of Torah Shebichtav. There is an opinion like that, and the Hasidic rabbis and masters speak about this. They all mention Yehudit. There's no question that it happened, but it needs to be remained as an oral tradition. Where do we get this from? So how do we know that there was such a Sefer Yehudit? This is interesting. It was part of the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Tanakh. So they preserved this book, and the Christian version of our Tanakh, I don't want to call it what they call it, the Christian version of our Tanakh has a book of Judith in it. So we kind of get it that way. That they kind of preserved it. Interesting. But different versions of the story, the heart of the story is always the same, but what's her name, which exactly time period, exactly how, these are the various traditions. There is, to solidify it in our tradition, in terms of a masoret, there are communities that celebrate the heroism of this Yehudit around the Mediterranean countries like Tunisia, Libya, Morocco, Saloniki. They tell about this beautiful either widow or sister of the Maccabees. And they actually made a holiday of it. They made special celebrations to celebrate this Yehudit. That's how firmly it got into the tradition. In, you know, you heard of Jebra? Is it, am I saying it the right way? Jebra, the in Tunis, the city of the Kohanim in Tunisia. What? Jerba. Thank you so much. City of Kohanim, they celebrate on Rosh Chodesh Tevet, which falls in the middle of Hanukkah. They celebrate Rosh Chodesh Lebanot. It's a special Rosh Chodesh for women because of the story of Yehudit, because of her heroism. Okay. So now, what else by way of a background? Okay, now I'm going to tell you a few versions of the story. Short version, okay? That she was actually the sister of the Maccabees. And her name was Yehudit. And on her wedding night, for 3 years and 8 months this is going on, she was going to be brought to the governor's house. And on her wedding celebration, you were told this morning? She shows up naked? She shows up naked. This is a kosher woman. This is the Hashmonaim that are the preservers of the tradition in their time. Everyone else is Mityavnim, is a Hellenizer. And her brothers see her like this and they want to take her out to be burnt right away. What kind of princess is this? What kind of lack of tzniut is this? But they understood somewhere also that this is a rebellion, that she's trying to make a statement. And she says, first of all, you're a Bat Kohen Gadol. How are you parading yourself? And second of all, we know what's on your mind. And you want to rebel against this decree. But what you don't know is that you're going to get all of us killed. Because if the governor knows that this Jewess is starting a rebellion and wants to prevent other girls from going that way too, and causing a Me Too movement, no way is this going to happen to us. You're going to get us killed. Question is, why was it going on for 3 years and 8 months? Where were the rabbis then? How come there was, what was the outcry? Why was it not the outcry? Maybe they touched it. Maybe they came up with some, you know what? She's not willingly doing it. It's not like she's bringing herself to prostitution. And this is the way to save the Jewish people. So it's like Mesirus Nefesh on behalf of the Jewish, the woman, that she can do what she can do to help the Jewish people by giving this up. And Yehudit says to them, so this is okay with you? Like, you don't like the fact that I'm naked in front of everybody else, but me showing up naked to this disgusting, this you're okay with? You're gonna burn me for showing up naked in a wedding celebration that represents the kedusha of a Jewish home, but you would have me like do that? And then she speaks to them and she says, you got it. You can't accept this. You can't let this go on. And she spoke to them in an impassioned way, till one version of the story is that they all, like, then the Maccabees, her brothers, go in and with the ruse, as if she's like beautifying herself. She gets dressed, she dolls herself up, whatever it is. She goes to present herself to the governor's home. And it's as if her brothers are accompanying her to this event. And the governor is seeing the procession of these important people, of the dignitaries of the Jewish people coming and saying, wow, they're finally catching on. And they're making out as if they're like accompanying her for this accepted ritual. And once they're inside, then slaughter happens. She goes into the room with him. She feeds him lots of cheese and old wine and gets him drunk before she says she wants to get into the mood, whatever it is. He sleeps. They come in, cut off his head. And then they go back to Yerushalayim and they're saved the day. That's one version of the story.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on outorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.